This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill to let the University of Colorado and other schools pay student-athletes is on its way to Governor Polis after clearing the State House Friday. CPR's Ben Marcus reports schools will not have to disclose how much they pay.
CU argued that if the public knew how much student-athletes were paid, that would open them to criticism if they had a bad game. But some lawmakers expressed concern about transparency. What if a black player was paid less than a white player with similar skills on the same team, for instance? That argument didn't gain traction, and the bill passed the Senate. Polis's office said he would review the bill before deciding whether to sign it into law. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
We have the sound of the flight crew calling for help Thursday when their plane caught fire at Denver International Airport. The flight from Colorado Springs to Dallas was diverted to Denver. It landed safely, but an engine caught fire as the plane taxied to a gate. CPR News obtained a recording of the crew's mayday and used an AI tool to make it sound more intelligible. Engine fire, but no one was seriously injured. Federal safety investigators say a preliminary report will be finished in about a month. Travelers at Denver's airport could see longer lines at security. It's spring break for a lot of people. DIA expects more than 1.2 million passengers over the next 2 weeks. The busiest days are expected to be next weekend. Thanks for listening this morning. It's CPR News and KRCC.